Unity. The annual Celebrate Unity event was held March 4, hosted by the Unity and District Chamber of Commerce. Many who attended braved the snowbanks and cold to be treated to a beautiful meal catered by Jan Taylor, music by Velvet Hand and the humor of MC Gerald Hauta. The Unity and District Chamber of Commerce welcomed new President Kelsey Sporrell, who took a moment to address the crowd. Past President Helena Long was also recognized for all she has done over the years. Milestone Businesses Publishing Plus and subsidiaries, Carolyn Kopp 25 years. Carolyn and Dwayne Kopp and their boys, Jake and Jonah, moved to Unity in the summer of 1997. Carolyn knew she wanted to work from home until her youngest was school age, so, in the later part of the year, she enrolled in a program to help develop a business idea and plan based on her likes, skills, passion, and the needs of the community. From this program came a 70-page business plan and Publishing Plus, which was registered with the Town of Unity in January 1998. Publishing Plus offered printing and graphic design services plus business and office support, which led to her working for Community Futures for 5 years in a contract office support role. From there, Carolyn had positions such as Regional College Coordinator, Oilfield Administrator, and SASC Housing Manager, plus a wedding rental business for 10 years. Throughout, she worked and continues to work in the background for other businesses, groups, and individuals meeting their printing and office needs. She is the treasurer of the chamber and has been on the Celebrate Unity Committee for over 10 years, as well as being a member of the Unity Music Festival Committee for over 20 years, working behind the scenes on registrations and programs. Her boys are now grown, married, and living in Unity. Carolyn is proud of the fact that each of them has their own businesses as well. Jake with Boss Electric and Jonah a partner in Heights Plumbing and Heating, and even husband Dwayne has K3 Property Solutions. 4 businesses in one family. Currently, Carolyn also operates a gift shop, CK Op Designs, which started in 2020 along with Publishing Plus. With technology evolving, social media and virtual assistants have taken the forefront in her current skill set, and she looks forward to offering support to the business community for years to come. Second Avenue Cinema, Kevin and Debbie Ackerland. 30 years. Kevin and Debbie Ackerland began construction on Second Avenue Cinema in August of 1992 and opened the door to the public in January 1993. They have now been bringing in first-run movies for Unity and area residents for over 30 years. The building originally also housed a bowling alley, but that part of the business closed in 2009, which allowed them to fully focus on the movie theater business. Second Avenue Cinema is truly a family business, with all 5 children taking turns helping at various times. Currently, oldest daughter Allie manages the theater when her parents are away, whilst youngest daughter Jaden helps run the Facebook page. Often major blockbusters have shown up in Unity on their opening nights, such as Titanic and Shrek. What a privilege in small-town Saskatchewan. As was the case for many businesses, the pandemic hurt the theater's bottom line. With the Ackerlands involved in other enterprises in town, they were able to ride out the lockdown, and sometimes even opened the concession to sell movie popcorn, candy bags, and the like to residents craving a treat. Second Avenue Cinema takes part in many community events, most notably annually hosting the Unity Community Resource Center Ladies Night Out and the Unity Chamber of Commerce Santa Day. As movie showing technology evolved, Kevin and Debbie also had to upgrade the equipment in their cinema. They went from having the equipment to show 35mm film to digital projection, and also upgraded the sound system. They invested in new flooring and upgraded the concession equipment. The electronic sign outside the theater shows what movies are playing, as does the movie poster in the window box. You can also check their Facebook page or call their 24/7 movie phone line. Western Wireless, Cinema Satellite. Russ Prescott. 30 years. Cinema Satellite was started in the summer of 1992 to provide satellite sales and service. Operated on a part-time basis by local farmer MIT Lloyd, the business established a foothold on Main Street, at 309, between Dr. Clark's office and Frenchie's Pizza. In April 1993, Russell Prescott relocated from Calgary, AB, to Unity to take over the business. The business slowly grew and then started to expand over the next few years. Key employees over the years included Brian Vanderlinde, Bernie Selinger, and Brad Sloboda, as well as many others, all of whom greatly helped the business. Over the years, Cinema Satellite grew into an appliance sales and service, furniture, mattress, and home goods outlet, along with selling and servicing satellite, home audiovisual and cellular phones and accessories. Needing more space, the business moved to a larger storefront on 2nd Avenue West. In 2014, Cinema Satellite sold its furniture business to Guy's Furniture, which still operates the storefront on 2nd Avenue West. Cinema Satellite then changed its operating name to Western Wireless Communications, concentrating on computers, cellular and wireless, and moved back to Main Street, opening a new location on the 200 block. Western Wireless now has two locations, Unity and Bigger. It is currently an active SaskTel-authorized dealer. Russell has moved and is semi-retired, leaving the day-to-day operations of the business to Cody Hayward, a longtime employee who knows the wireless business well and provides excellent service. New businesses Defiant Computers. Les Alexander Defiant Computers is a small family-owned business that was established in 2022. They provide computer repair and IT services, including break fixes, cleaning, backing up data from hard drives, data transfer, ordering new computers, etc. Additionally, they offer virus protection and cleaning if a computer is compromised. They can also help to determine how to choose the proper machine for your planned usage. Defiant Computers is also an Access Communications authorized dealer and can help you upgrade your internet to a better service at a lower price. Moreover, they provide home phones, TV, rural internet, and smart home security systems, all for both commercial and residential use, depending on your needs. Les says, Defiant Computers has been the culmination of a lifelong dream of opening a computer repair shop in my hometown. We are glad to be able to make this leap from Calgary here to Unity and are grateful for the outpouring of support from this great community and for the recognition by the Unity and District Chamber of Commerce. Out of Africa, Heloise Vermeulen. Heloise and Ockert moved to Canada from South Africa 6 years ago, arriving February 23, 2018. First settling in Cutknife, the family, including three children, moved to Unity from Cutknife last year. Even before they arrived in Unity, Heloise was known in the area for her fun play party business, renting bouncy castles to schools, parents, grandparents and organizations for special occasions. She could also be seen at area trade shows with her Out of Africa deli and sweets, striving to give people from South Africa a reminder from home and longtime Canadians a taste of South African culture and food. She started the business a year after arriving in Canada. While the home based Out of Africa deli and sweets has been successful for 5 years, with customers all over Canada, late last year Heloise, with the help and encouragement of her family, opened up a storefront, selling packaged goods, fresh takeout and serving diners in the small restaurant area. New manager and new chiropractors Ryan Shedlosky, Delta Co-op. Ryan Shedlosky is originally from Humboldt, Saskatchewan. He started his cooperative career more than 20 years ago, at the Humboldt Co-op. His career has allowed him to experience small town living in seven different communities, primarily in rural Saskatchewan. Ryan's most recent role within the co-op, and only role outside Saskatchewan, was as general manager at North Corridor Co-op, situated north of Edmonton. Ryan is passionate about customer and employee experience and making Delta Co-op a great place to work and shop. Ryan, wife Mallory and their three children Logan, Brielle and Kate moved to Unity from Redwater, AB in the summer of 2023, and are heavily involved in all their kids' activities. Ryan and his family are truly excited to call Unity home. Dr. Lyndon Jellison, Longevity Chiropractic and Wellness. Lyndon Jellison, the son of Wendell and Sandra Jellison, was born and raised in Unity. After graduating from Unity Composite High School, he attended the University of Saskatchewan, where he took 3 years of kinesiology. Lyndon then attended the University of Western States, where he finished his undergrad education, earning a bachelor's degree in human biology while concurrently studying for his Doctor of Chiropractic. In the summer of 2023, Lyndon finished his chiropractic education with an internship working alongside Dr. Dwayne Clark here in Unity. Lyndon has now taken over Dr. Clark's practice as of January of this year and is now the owner of Longevity Chiropractic and Wellness, working alongside his girlfriend, Dr. Emma Klopschik. Dr. Jellison is focused on providing proactive chiropractic care, specializing in rehabilitative exercise. His goal is to allow the people of Unity and surrounding area to maximize the longevity of what matters most to them. When Lyndon is not in the clinic, he can be found at the rink playing for the minors, playing volleyball, snowboarding, exercising at the fitness lair, or the Unity golf course. Dr. Emma Klopschik, longevity chiropractic and wellness. Emma grew up in Waterloo, Ontario. After graduating high school, she studied kinesiology and rehabilitation sciences at Western University in London, Ontario. After finishing her undergraduate degree, she moved to Portland, Oregon to study chiropractic at the University of Western States. Before graduating, she held an internship this past summer alongside a chiropractor in Ontario before officially graduating in September 2023 with her Doctor of Chiropractic and a Bachelor's in Human Biology. Emma is excited to be starting her chiropractic career at Longevity Chiropractic and Wellness, working alongside her significant other and former classmate, Lyndon Jellison. Emma is passionate about individualized care and getting each of her patients back to doing what they love. When she's not treating in clinic, Emma can be found spending her time cooking new recipes, reading, playing tennis, spending time with friends and family, and exploring the businesses of Unity. Committees: Unity Composite High School, SHSAA 3A Boys Provincial Volleyball Championship. On November 24 and 25 weekend, Unity Composite High School hosted 3A Boys Provincial Playoffs. This involved the host team and 9 visiting teams from across the province. All games were played at UCHS in the 2 gymnasiums, in front of enthusiastic crowds of local fans and many fans who followed their teams. This was the 4th time UCHS hosted a provincial volleyball event, with the last time being 2021. Experience in hosting has paid off, given that routines have been established by experienced committee members. Many of the UCHS staff coordinated student volunteers with various jobs that needed to be filled to ensure the event went smoothly, including minor officiating, hosts, and gate. It was a fantastic event that was run by an army of volunteers. Unity Warriors lost in the quarterfinals but are anxious to return next year, given that the roster does not have any graduating players. Retirees: Drive. Dwayne Clark, chiropractor. Drive. Dwayne Clark is very happy and satisfied to be able to say he provided well over 40 years of chiropractic care to residents of Unity and area. Dr. Clark grew up on a farm in Flaxcombe, Sask, so he was familiar with rural and small town life. He went to high school in Marengo SK and chiropractic college in Toronto. After graduation and moving back to the farm, Dr. Clark heard that the chiropractor in Unity, Dr. George Palmer, had retired. He and Lois checked out the town of Unity and were very impressed with its neatness and cleanliness and its very friendly people. On July 1 of 1980, with his lovely wife Lois and their oldest son Ryan when he was 3 weeks old, the family made the move to Unity. They decided to rent some office space in the current Jack's Pizza location, renovate, and open for business. His first day was August 18, 1980. In 1987, Dr. Clark moved to what became his longtime location on Main Street. He feels very proud to have been able to remain in the same town for 43-plus years and hopes to make it a few more. Exemplary service: Paul Marshall, nominated by Kelly McClellan. Paul first came to Canada in 1977 for a visit, then in 1980 permanently. Paul is a man with an unwavering set of values when it pertains to right and wrong, a strong character, and a handshake that says, "Signed, sealed, and delivered." Paul has given so much to our community and surrounding areas, both economically and socially. He has been on the board of directors for Northwest Terminal, the pelleting plant, and feedlot. He has been active in Boy Scouts, 4-H, and community theater. Paul has also been a judge for Junior Genius, to name a few. Paul has given time and materials assisting in countless projects in and around Unity, a few being the Cemetery Beautification Project and the Knights of Columbus Turtle and Ship. On the world stage, Paul's blacksmith skills reached Ypres, Belgium, when he fabricated and donated 50 of the 220 metal poppies donated by Canada. Paul's business, Orion's Forge, has been instrumental in keeping others in business, with services provided to oil, ag, and retail, amongst others. One of his cutting-edge designs and ideas was the Timber Wolf brush cutter, which took Paul almost coast to coast in Canada clearing bush. This equipment was 20 years ahead of its time. Paul, Unity, Saskatchewan and Canada are better because of you. Thank you for choosing Unity as your home and us as your friends. Thank you, Paul. Paula Sittler, nominated by Sherry Solomko. When you look up the definition of exemplary, it states, serving as a desirable model, representing the best of its kind. Exemplary people excel at what they do and are shining examples to others. This describes Paula Sittler to a T. She may be the first to defer accolades, to commend the board for their support and to quickly note that, teamwork makes the dream work, but there is no denying Paula Sittler has made an impact not just on the residents at Parkview Place but the entire community of Unity. Her smile and shining personality are incredibly infectious. Whether you participate in an activity at Parkview or meet her on the street, your happy switch just flips on as her positivity, energy and enthusiasm radiate to everyone she encounters. When our senior center residents are engaged and excited in every single activity, whether it is just amongst Parkview Place residents or with an activity the community is invited to at their center, you can bet it is because of Paula's leadership. She introduced a great therapeutic companion by bringing her dog, Scout, to her work each day. He is now officially part of the staff and loved by residents and visitors alike. There are so many events and activities that have captured attention. How about enlisting residents to decorate a toilet for a fundraiser, then helping tow it from place to place? A remarkable, yet memorable feat. Or ensuring people save their prize zucchini for races each fall? Armchair travels, spirit weeks and partnered events with schools, prairie branches and the local long-term care center are something that connects all generations of citizens and create miles of memories along the way. I am not sure who started the generator idea, but Paula made sure the fundraising and job got done, and what peace of mind this equipment offers to this senior-assisted living facility. The desire of graduating classes to start their Main Street Grand March walk through Parkview Place is because these young citizens saw her leadership in engaging our community's seniors in community activity and they wanted to add to that experience. Managing a senior-assisted living center at any given time has highlights and challenges, but imagine being tasked with keeping Parkview Place residents safe, well, and fully engaged throughout a worldwide pandemic. With Paula at the helm, residents are helping the chamber stuff treat bags for Santa Day and looking after vegetable gardens from seed to harvest for fresh eating at meals served, hosting a dinner to thank local protective services, fashion shows that enlist residents and volunteers as models showcasing apparel from local businesses, being part of the community's annual parade. There is no lack of engagement at Parkview Place, and you can be assured Paula is a part of it or at least has had a hand in orchestrating it. It's impossible to sum up her greatness in a short nomination, but I am certain hundreds in Unity would attest to the value of her work and her continued connection with community, continually seeking new ways to engage Parkview Place residents, making happy and healthy seniors and a more connected community. After all the honorees were announced, guests were entertained by Velvet Hand, who were able to get toes tapping and singing along to some classic 1960s and 70s music. The evening would not have been possible though without the support of some premium sponsors, Prairie Moon Inn and Suites, Rise Plus Grind, Gilbert Agencies, Compass Minerals, Delta Co-op, Masterhand Signs, Town of Unity, Unity Motor Products, Unity Credit Union, Press Herald Publications, Cooper Neal Law Firm, Rocky Mountain Equipment and Randy Sander CPA Professor Corp.